Holy Spirit. Amen. Please do be seated. I was going to try and do a three-point sermon this morning, which I can't remember if I've ever done before in my whole life. So the first point, Easter means that Christ is alive with us. Christ is alive with us. It was June the 18th, 1850, and the Battle of Waterloo, and the French, under the command of Napoleon, were fighting the Allied forces, the British, Dutch and Germans, under the command of Wellington. The people of England depended upon a system of signals to find out how the battle was going. And one of these signals was on the tower of Winchester Cathedral. Later in the day, it flashed the signal. It was foggy, but it could be seen. The message read clearly, Wellington defeated. And the news of defeat quickly spread throughout the whole of the city. The whole of the countryside of England was sad and gloomy when they heard that they'd lost the war. Then suddenly the fog lifted, and it was seen that this was only part of the message. It had four words, not two. The complete message was, Wellington defeated the enemy. It only took minutes for the good news to spread. Sorrow was turned into joy. Defeat was turned into victory. For us, it's taken 3 days. Yes, we gathered on Good Friday, and all seemed dark. For those poor disciples, hope had vanished. Jesus had been delivered into the hands of his enemies. The fog of disappointment and understanding had crept in. They'd lost hope. Christ had been defeated. But now the message was clear. It was death which had been defeated. Death had been turned into life. Imagine how Mary felt as she trundled through the graveyard to the tomb of Jesus. We're told that she set out when it was dark. Graveyards are not pleasant places. They're even worse when it's dark. They become all spooky and horrible. Imagine how she would have felt. Down, defeated, a whole world had fallen apart. There are times when even you and I feel down and defeated. God can seem a long way away, so much so that we can hardly hear his voice. Mary had lost hope. She thought that not only had Jesus been killed, but when she went to the empty tomb, someone had clearly also stolen the body. On this Easter Sunday of all days, no matter how far away God may seem, actually, we're reminded today that he's not far from any one of us. It's difficult to believe when we're in the darkness, but it's true. Even though Jesus tells us that he will never leave us or forsake us, sometimes we can't quite grasp and hold on to his presence when we feel alone. It's hard to remember the light when you're in the dark. Yet, if we are willing to open our hearts to God's presence, then we truly will know that God is near. Mary felt lost and alone, even when Jesus was standing right next to her. She was in the presence of the risen Christ, and yet she was full of mourning and sorrow. It only changed when Jesus called her by her name. And that's a message for us, as we too must be willing to hear God call us by name as he called Mary. We do not worship an impersonal spiritual life force. We're encouraged to think of God as Father, as a loving heavenly parent. Easter's a time for us, no matter how much we may feel defeated, to be willing to listen to the voice of God speaking to us. We live in a world so full of noise that we can barely hear ourselves think. And yet our Saviour's voice calls us, not in a loud voice, not in an overbearing voice, but a persistent voice. And he repeats our names in love and peace. This world seems so full of many things which want to draw us away from hearing that voice. But we constantly need to be reminded to make the effort, to pay attention. Easter's a great time to draw afresh, to hear the voice of God. Second point, much shorter than the first. Christ meets us in the ordinariness of life. Often we're led to believe that God's revealed in the spectacular, in religious highs and spiritual experiences. We do well to remember that the first Easter morning was somewhat of a disappointment. If I was organising the resurrection, there would have been a very large crowd. There would have been a countdown to the tomb opening. I would have made sure that there was a party and the press would have been there. There would have been lots of photos, perhaps a radio and a television interview. In Jesus' story, it's very, very different. God's ways are not our ways. It was a whole lot more subdued. Remember, Mary mistook Jesus because it was so ordinary. He was dressed like a gardener. He wore plain clothes. He appears to some like a stranger later on the road to Emmaus. To others, he stands on the bank of the lake offering fishing tips. Christ, in his glorious resurrection, is revealed in very ordinary humanity. So do not be persuaded to imagine that you must experience great spiritual fireworks as evidence of God's presence. It's a still, small voice, but you will be fortunate to have the reassurance that Christ is with you. Third point, God has the victory. We spent some days soaked in pain. This should not have happened to a good man, to be put on a cross and killed. Jesus was the victim of cruelty, of people who were power hungry and who considered him to be a threat to their positions. The disciples have seen nothing but the relentless victory of death. But now we have the assurance that Christ has defeated all of this. The resurrection assures us that we are part of a new future. God is not defeated. And if Jesus is Lord, as we know him to be, then other things certainly are not Lord. Death is not Lord. Human power and authority are not Lord. The corruption which we see in this world all around us is not Lord. Quite often you could be forgiven for thinking that the bad guys were winning. But the resurrection teaches us that in the midst of apparent failure, good triumphs over evil. God triumphs over evil. And that is why we, as an Easter people, are incredibly optimistic for this world. It cannot heal itself, but Christ brings transforming power. Despite what difficulties we face, despite what tragedies we encounter, or what obstacles life throws at us, we are part of Christ's glorious future. There is an Easter Sunday in each one of us. To celebrate Easter is to know that the cross is truly the tree of life, which transforms despair into utter joy. God loves us and meets us in ordinary places in life. It's not magic. It does not protect us from harm or hard decisions or from emotional turmoil and profound grief or anger at the pain of the world. It does, however, assure us that there is finally no contest between God's love and all of the forces of evil at work in this world which torment our spirits. God's love is indestructible. No crucifixion can overcome it. Even those who condemn Jesus and put him on a cross are held within the love of God and forgiven by our Lord. This redeeming and transforming love is like a golden thread which runs through the teaching of Jesus. So this Easter, whatever darkness you face, take comfort from hearing Christ call your name, as he called Mary in the garden. Know his presence with you in whatever challenges you face. Be reassured that he is with you in the ordinary places of life where he goes before you. Do not need spectacular evidence of God at work. See him in the kindness of those around you. His love in the surprising places, often when and where we least expect. And a very happy Easter. Amen.